Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Is the Texans bye week coming at a bad time? I'm Luke Morrow in for Reggie alongside John Lopez and Figgy Fig. And you can join the conversation throughout on YouTube and Twitch or text the show 713-572-4610. Earlier we did ask for the question of the day, what's your favorite fan in the stands story? It then kind of morphed into a different conversation towards the end about bad experiences with some celebrities or athletes. Someone did text the show saying, Jose Altuve no-tipped my wife on an HEB order.
That's a dangerous thing to do right there.
She doesn't take his orders anymore.
Oh, man.
That's putting it out there, man.
Hey, man, come on, man. He probably like, hey, I'm in the damn commercials. What do I need a tip for?
Yeah. Right. What am I even paying for?
You should be paying me.
Yeah. That is the problem with celebrities and athletes is the tipping. You have to always be a good tipper because that's what I hear those stories about athletes more or celebrities more than anything. Mm-hmm. People who work in restaurants and, you know, whatever. Nicolas Cage came in and he gave us a 10%. People always talk about, they gossip about the bad tipping of celebrities. So that's something you got to cover your back on.
Yeah.
And always got to give a good tip. Otherwise, people will be texting radio shows saying, yeah, Jose Altuve, he's a cheapskate. He doesn't tip my wife.
But are you sure it was Jose Altuve? It might have been like a Jose Alvarez, and you got it. You got all excited.
That's right. And then this text, I know this is a little self-serving, but tongue-in-cheek, from the 832. They said, my favorite radio show host, John Lopez and Luke Morrow, read my text message live. That'll be my favorite fan moment.
There it is.
So done. There you go. Yep.
Yeah.
We're happy to make dreams come true around here. Hey, is the Texans bye week coming at a bad time? I've been thinking about this since really the third quarter of the game Sunday against the Ravens, thinking like, man, everything's clicking, and then, now you got to take a week off, and guys might go on vacation and everything, you step away, and then you try to come back and try to, you know, next week maybe or the end of this week and try to find that magic again, if you will, pick up where you left off after people, you know, after folks stepped away for a little while, got away from football maybe for just a couple of days, and it's that type of thing that I feel like when you kill a team like that and you play that well the last 5-6 quarters, you just want to keep going. You want to get right back out there.
Mm-hmm.
Here was Ross Tucker, former NFL lineman, now covers the league. He was on with Payne and Pendergast yesterday, and he brought this up on his own organically, was not asked about it, but he kind of spoke to that point of, maybe this is a tough time to have the bye. Here's what Ross said.
That game was a total, absolute domination by the Texans. That's the thing that bothers me about them having the bye now, is that that's sort of the type of win that spurs you on to really feeling good about yourselves. And because even if there's guys not playing, it's still the Ravens. It's still on the road. And it's kind of a shame that they don't get to kind of pick up where they left off.
It's interesting. And it's kind of like, where are you as a team? Because if you're arguing where they are as a team, a little bit of a heater, you know, here in the last five quarters. Obviously, C.J. Stroud, we haven't heard, AFC Offensive Player of the Week. Offensive line looked better protection, coming off a road game, two straight wins. If you're looking at it like that, then you don't want the bye week now. You'd rather just keep playing. I think you don't want the bye week now for another reason. I think it's just too early.
Yeah,
I think it's just too early. So either way you look at it, from my perspective, now some might say get your rest and then you go on a run the rest of the way. I've always liked late October, early November. You know, kind of split the season in half, get your rest, really recuperate, et cetera. Because right now the Texans are going to play 12 straight games when they come back, including a Thursday night game. I believe they have a Thursday night game. Yes, yeah. Against Buffalo, November 20th.
Right.
I don't like it. Yeah, you know, and for a different reason than he does
it. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I don't like it because essentially what Ross was saying too, and then also you factor in it's a Monday night football game, which is a West Coast game, so it's like really late Monday night, so that's even more time off for this team to get away. I hear you on the timing as well. I'm always a late bye guy to try to get healthy and regroup. By the way, it's funny that this is just a coincidence. ESPN, I was planning on bringing this up anyways, and then ESPN put out this article today investigating like, when is this too early to have a bye week? When's the best week to have your bye? Mm-hmm. And they looked only at the last 4 years. Well, I guess since we've gone to the expanded, you know, the extra game, 17 games.
Yeah.
But they looked at it and they saw that the best winning percentage after your bye week has come when teams have the week 8 bye. So almost that midway point.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, week 6, which is what this is, teams have a 53% winning percentage after the bye. They should show what the winning percentage is before the bye to see if there's any sort of improvement.
Yeah.
But anyways, teams have had winning records after this early bye. I do agree with you, though. I'd rather have the later bye. I know Seth, though, in that conversation with Ross mentioned, he likes having the earlier bye when you have a new coach or a new offensive coordinator. So this is now a chance for like Nick Caley to take a breath.
Point. Yeah.
You just had 2 good weeks. Let's now take a step back, kind of review what you did, what worked, you know, figure out some, do that self-scouting, and now you come back with a better handle on things for, in this case, when you take on the Seahawks next week. So maybe it's the opposite of what I'm saying. Maybe this is a good time for the bye when you have those 2 good weeks, and Nick Caley can now build off of that with some.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Extra time.
I think that's the best argument for the early bye week, and it's a strong one. I think that's a really good point. Nick Caley, hell, just go down the list. You know, Cole Popovich, all of them are like, all right, we got 5 games in. What's working? What's not working? Yes, we're on a hot streak here, but what do we need to change? They're not going to take a lot of days off. I'm sure that they're going to be forced to take, you know, 2 or 3 days off,
right,
just to get away. I'm sure D'Amico's going to do that, and he needs to. You know, obviously time with the family, all that. But after that or before whatever, I think it's a really good time for them to kind of reevaluate. All right, we got 12 games left. Let's see what happens. Let's go from there. So that's a strong point. All things considered, though, I'd rather have 8 or 9.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And then I also just wouldn't want my bye. Same thing for the Ravens. I want my bye week when the team's just kind of, I guess, mid, as the kids would say.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm the Ravens after Sunday and I get blown out, like, I want to get right back out there and try to get that bad taste out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And then if I'm the Texans and I'm coming off back-to-back blowouts and you're finally feeling good about this offense, I just want to keep it rolling and I want to get back out there. I want my bye week after, like, you know, a 2-2 stretch or something and you're feeling decent. It's like, all right, let's take a break. Let's get a little healthier. Let's regroup. But otherwise, if you're a mess or if you're humming along, I just want to keep rolling. I don't want to stop that momentum.
And I don't think this is a very deep team offensively. So that's another reason I would rather not play 12 straight games, including a Thursday night game. And hell, one of those last 2 weeks against the LA Chargers and at home against the Colts, one of those could, or both of them could be flexed to a Saturday. So as a thin offense, we know the offensive line is not real deep. We know the running back room is not real deep. At least those two places, maybe tight end, you know, for now, is still not very deep. I don't want those guys playing 12 straight weeks, you know, because the getting banged up, worn down at the end of the year. You know, you got Kansas City, you know, in Kansas City on December 7th, then Arizona, then the Raiders, and then at Chargers and the Colts. It's a pretty tough stretch, you know, those teams right there. I'd rather have the later bye weeks just make sure you stay healthy.
Yeah, I hear that. Mm-hmm. If you think the Seahawks matchup is going to be tough Monday night in Seattle, then also maybe that's another reason why you like the bye here, so you get extra time, or even just this stretch in general that you've laid out, not only the rest of the season, really. It's a pretty tough schedule on paper, but these next couple of weeks with the Seahawks, Niners, you know, at least you get a little extra time to get ready for those specific opponents.
Mm-hmm.
Someone on the text line laid out essentially what we were just talking about. They said they want the bye week now, so this is a good time for Nick Caley to get a reset, a self-scout after a rough start, and figure out what's for real, what's working. Somebody else said, what if the whole league did a bye at the same time, do it in the middle of the season? That seems fair.
I don't think that's going to ever happen.
I don't think so either, but that would be interesting if the NFL just took a whole week off.
You think the NFL's going to do that?
No, never. But I don't hate the idea from a fan or like from a team perspective. Like, okay, this week we just shut it down, and then we come back next week. It's this fair, you know, break for everybody at the same time.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No, it won't. 713 says, I love this bye week for the exact same reason as Lopez. It's a brand new offensive team that we're all hoping. Okay, then this text gets all screwed up. Anyway, somebody likes the bye week right now. You can continue to send in your text, 713-572-4610. I think the early bye is good for this season, just this season, because of the way the season has played out. All right, going to need a little more specifics on that. Kind of sucks that some teams get good bye weeks and other teams get crappy bye weeks. Yeah, that goes back to the idea of having the same bye week for everyone to make it a little more fair.
Mm-hmm.
But the Texans, and the Vikings have the byes this week. The byes just started this past week, so this is almost as early as you can get.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see if the Texans make the most of it. You know, you do some self-scouting, you get a little time. Some guys get healthier if necessary, though this team isn't all that banged up right now.
It is interesting to see where some of your opponents, you know, your divisional opponents are getting there by week. Like this, you know, this week you mentioned the Texans and Vikings. The Titans don't get a bye week till week 10. The Colts not until week 11. Maybe I don't know how that, I don't know what that means. Jaguars is in 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. The Texans have the earliest bye week in the division. I'm not sure I like that either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Colts is that's pretty late. Mm-hmm. Jaguars coming up in 2 weeks is a pretty good spot. After the Jags play the Seahawks and the Rams coming up, then they get the bye, so that's not a bad spot to regroup. Then they have the Raiders and the Texans. You never want to face a team coming off their bye.
No.
That's a big thing in gambling, too, that if you go and you look, the teams that do have that extra rest, usually the winning percentage is much higher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to face the Jaguars or the Colts when they're coming off their bye. It's not the case for Jacksonville. So that's another thing you tried to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
But the Texans have the bye week this week. Do you think it's a good time or a bad time? 713-572-4610. Let us know. Last thing on this, too. What do you think as a fan? Like, the bye week for me is oftentimes like when you get socks as a gift, where you hate it in the moment, but then a few months down the road, you're like, oh, thank goodness I got all those, you know, I need those extra socks. And I think it's similar where it's like, oh, man, the Texans aren't playing this week. That stinks. What am I going to do? But then you get to the actual Sunday, and it's like, ooh, no stress. I can just sit back, relax, watch all the games. It's nice to do that once or twice a year.
To me, you're going to watch the NFL anyway, but it also depends just how good the rest of the schedule is.
That's fair.
Because I'm going to sit down on Red Zone and just plant myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this week's NFL schedule, which I know later in the week we'll probably dig in a little more, it's kind of, it's kind of a so-so NFL schedule. Like, the primetime game Sunday night is really good, Detroit at Kansas City. But other than that, you got Raiders, Titans, Packers, Bengals, Ravens, Rams, just a lot of, Seattle at Jacksonville and that's your next opponent.
Yeah, that's a good matchup.
So that'll
too.
Be a good one. So that'll be a good one, Seattle at Jacksonville.
Well, then here's the trick. If you don't care to watch those games, you tell your wife, you tell your significant other.
It's all about you this
that's
week,
right.
baby.
Honey, I know we have the NFL on Sunday, but you know what? This week,
screw the NFL.
Whatever you want to do.
It's about you.
I don't need to watch the Texans this week.
This is a you weekend.
We can go to a pumpkin patch. Whatever you want to do.
That's right.
Yeah.
A pumpkin patch.
Yeah.
Those are out there now. Yeah, they're right. out there
yeah,
now.
They hot yeah. heavy right now.
Yeah. You want to go pick some apples? We can do it all day Sunday just for you.
Yeah.
So this is the time to do it. Don't let them know it's the bye week for the Texans. coming up, what's poppin'? We'll let you know, including a big Houston debut tonight. We'll talk about it next. It's in the Loop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.